This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I can't get over this one. The mayor of Boston evidently was planning a holiday party, but it was only for quote-unquote electeds of color, unquote. And one of the aides for the mayor sent the email to everybody on the council. And it sparked a little bit of a controversy, a little bit of an outrage. So I got to tell you, folks, you know, sometimes we think things go wrong in our day, and this kind of takes the cake, don't you think? Very interesting. Only certain people might be invited, and if you're not in that group, I guess you're out of luck for a holiday party in Boston for the city council. Okay, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question, comment, if you'd like to opine, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And folks, we have a lot to talk about, of course, but we also want to welcome everybody who's listening on AM 860 The Answer, and of course AM 930 as well. And of course, welcome to everybody along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates across the country in the overnight hours, and welcome and to everybody listening along the line there, and then also welcome, I should say good morning to everybody at GCN this morning. It's the Thursday edition, and we're heading towards the holidays. I'm doing fine so far on my Christmas shopping, and astute listeners to the program know that I typically am not this far along. I'm not this far along, usually at this point in the month of December, but I'm getting better, and I hope that you have some great success as well. If you're looking for that special gift for that person who probably already has everything, and that person that you know may be very, very hard to buy for. Okay, so we've got the impeachment inquiry that was voted to move forward by the House of Representatives. Of course, all the Republicans voting for it, as long party lines, of course. This means, of course, that the investigation is going to get a lot more intense for the impeachment information about Joe Biden, all these different things having to do with his son, business dealings, all this stuff, bank accounts. Jim Comer, of course, has been doing just a really excellent job of cataloging all this stuff and keeping people informed of what they're finding and how they're finding it. But again, this isn't a vote to impeach or not to impeach. It's a vote to go forward with the investigation, much like somebody's bound over for trial, that kind of thing. It's a way to say we're going to continue this fact-finding mission here. Hunter Biden now also just thumbing his nose basically at the Congress, the House, after issuing a subpoena for him to come for a closed door session. So Hunter Biden just kind of blew the whole thing off and went out to make a speech. He went out in front of the Capitol building earlier on Wednesday. And this is some of what he said.
Good morning. I'm here today to answer at a public hearing any legitimate questions Chairman Comer and the House Oversight Committee may have for me. I'm here today to make sure that the House Committee's illegitimate investigations of my family do not proceed on distortions manipulated evidence, and lies. And I'm here today to acknowledge that I've made mistakes in my life and wasted opportunities and privileges I was afforded. For that, I'm responsible. For that, I'm accountable. And for that, I'm making amends.
All right, let's stop right there. So first of all, of course, it's an illegitimate investigation. It's an illegitimate investigation. And he's there to answer in a public hearing. Well, the hearing, the first hearing, would be behind closed doors. And then there would be other hearings that would be in public. But to simply defy the subpoena, you know, I understand this is part and parcel of creating this sort of new illusion, this new persona of Hunter Biden as just a guy who's just been set upon by the MAGA Republicans. And that's, again, it's an illegitimate investigation, according to him. But all these different things that we're finding out, all the stuff we found out about Hunter Biden, and so forth, and all these different things, this is the reason why they wanted to have the hearing with him, and especially behind closed doors. But again, if you or I, you know, simply thumbed our nose at such a subpoena, there would be hell to pay. Let's continue.
Here today to correct how the MAGA right has portrayed me for their political purposes.
The MAGA right.
I am first and foremost a son, a father, a brother, and a husband from a loving and supportive family.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, because this is also part and parcel of the things that we've heard sort of generated by some trying to carry the water in the media and others in government saying, well, look, Joe Biden's a good dad. This is, you know, his son had these problems and so forth. So we ought to just sort of leave the whole thing alone. But normally that would be the case. If you had a son or a daughter who was really messed up and having a real hard time, but they weren't involved in the being on these boards and weren't involved in sending the threatening text messages saying my father is sitting right here and it better get done, otherwise there's going to be consequences, stuff like that, and getting and literally funneling what appears to be literally millions of dollars. You know, this is a whole different story. So they're trying to make this thing into something that it's not. And they're probably going to have Hunter Biden on The View. They'll have him on other talk shows. This is the beginning of building this new persona that I've been set upon by MAGA Republicans. Folks, we'll talk more about this and much more on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there, 949-822-7959.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, folks, we continue through the Thursday edition of the program. We're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. I got to tell you, folks, this is the best job in the world, and we absolutely have you to thank for that. Everybody listening to the program, people that call into the show, we just really appreciate it. It just makes my day every day to be here and spend this time with you. And wherever you are this morning, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're spending time with us. If you're driving a big rig, if you're working a shift, if you're making deliveries this morning, if you're just getting up and starting to start your day, we're glad, again, that just to be along with you this morning. Once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have like to opine, have a comment or a question. And in just a little bit, in the bottom of the hour segment, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And you can find out more about them at cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A. .org, Concerned Veterans for America. And I've got a great question for Jimmy this morning concerning our vets. And of course, they do all kinds of great stuff for our vets. And you can find out more again about what they do at cv4a.org. And that again, that's coming up bottom of the hour in just a few minutes. And one of the things that Hunter Biden talked about, and now, of course, we've gone from Joe Biden telling everyone that he didn't know anything about Hunter Biden. In fact, in one interview prior to the election, he was asked by Axios about, Hunter being on the board of Burisma, basically. When did you know that? Well, I didn't know that until he was on the board. And, did you ever want to look into all these dealings and make sure that everything's on the up and up? Why would I do this? why would I do this? Well, even as if you become president, will you put down guardrails? Well, you know, this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, it was not a fun interview with Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets angry at people who ask him questions about his son. And then, of course, always tries to turn it back over to Trump. It's all Trump. It's about this president at that time, this president who's done things that no other president has ever done. And and by the way, just as an aside, I think it's important to point out that the Joe Biden that we see in some of these clips and the Joe Biden that we hear in some of these clips from just 4 years ago, he seems like an entirely different Joe Biden than what we see in front of us today. And I don't say that with any joy. I'm not saying that to be mean-spirited. I'm not saying that to do anything other than to say that the deterioration seems to accelerate and has accelerated and is quite prominent. Even again, if you simply look at back in the campaign of 2020 when he was being asked about, do you know about your son's business dealings? He said he didn't. But now, of course, it looks like, of course, he knew about that. And so now it's changed from I didn't know anything to Joe Biden was not financially involved. So they're starting to wordsmith this thing. And whenever that starts to happen, you know that it's worse than you even thought. And they're not revealing everything because they realize that some stuff is coming out, so they're trying to keep it. In other words, they're trying to, like, stop the dam from bursting, basically. Let's listen in here to Jonathan Turley, of course, George Washington University law professor, speaking on Fox News about Hunter Biden and the inquiry and all these different things. But he has something very important to say, of course, about it. It basically boils down to, what did Joe Biden know and when did he know it? Sound familiar? Let's listen in.
So all of that is just nonsense. The question that we're really looking at going forward is, what did the president know and what was his involvement with this influence peddling? There's even Democrats in the media now accept that this was a massive influence peddling operation. They're just arguing that the president really didn't know about it. Well, how do you know? I mean, that's the point of an inquiry.
Very, very good point indeed. And so when you do hear about some of these different Democrats, we heard some yesterday on the program. We had some audio clips. You know, after all this time, they have not proven anything. They've not discovered anything about Joe Biden other than he's a great, upstanding public servant who's been at this for 50 years. And as Denise Simon pointed out last hour, the talking points are out there now. Well, you know, they all just kind of come out and say the same thing, basically. So it's just very, very sad to sort of watch all this transpire, because we do have bigger fish to fry, don't we, in terms of the problems facing our nation. And it's a real shame that everything has to downshift because of the kinds of things that the Biden family appears to have been involved in. And of course, obviously, you have to go down those investigative routes, though. In fact, the House would be the derelict in their duty if they did not do that. And if they just sort of let it go, then we're missing out. We'd never know, and it could have terrible, terrible consequences down the road. But obviously, Hunter Biden, you know, not going and testifying, or at least showing up. You know what he could have done? He could have shown up and taken the Fifth Amendment. He could have shown up and, you know, refused to answer questions, or any number of things. I would think that might be better than what he did. At least from my standpoint. But I do understand why they did what they did, because they are launching that new sort of propaganda scheme. They're launching that new thing. In other words, you got to build up sympathy for Hunter Biden. I missed opportunities. I was wasted away on different things. And so I'm in recovery, and that's really supposed to be the focus. It's supposed to take the focus off all the other stuff, because prominence of addiction and drug rehabilitation in this country, and definitely the far left will seize upon all that to say again, yes, this is a great guy and he had all these problems, and Joe Biden, you know, really, you know, it feels bad about this, and this is a family matter and so on. But it's not really. It's not really. It's different than if you had a president who had a son who got into trouble doing other stuff or whatever, but that son was not involved in literally what is collectively known now as the Biden family business. It would be a different story. And I would probably be one of the ones to say, yeah, we should just let them work it out as best as they can. And then let's talk about these other political things. We'll criticize or support this president on whatever. Right. But this is something completely different because, again, going back to what Jonathan Turley was talking about, you know, what did the president know and how much involvement would there be? These are the questions that have to be answered. Arguably, you could say, well, these questions may come out that Joe Biden never knew anything. You know, I'm just throwing that out there. But from what we know so far, it sure does appear that Joe Biden had a lot more going on with this than has ever been admitted to up until this point. So we got that going on. All right, something else, major story, of course. A U.S. judge has now paused the Trump 2020 trial while he appeals his immunity ruling. This from Reuters. A U.S. judge on Wednesday paused the federal case accusing Donald Trump of attempting to illegally overturn the results of the 2020 election while the former president mounts an appeal claiming he is immune from the charges. Now, this, again, is probably going to push back the target date, right? As I said earlier, the evil plans of the prosecutor, Jack Smith, in this case, to make this thing hit right around Super Tuesday. And, of course, they're all saying, well, this is not political. There's no politics in this. But there have been politics completely in the Trump prosecutions. You know, to juxtapose this, you've got what's happening with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and many on the left and many in the Congress, the Democrats in Congress, saying this is entirely political. Well, wait a minute. Have you seen what's going on with Donald Trump lately? You know, and so unfortunately, and by the way, too, the idea that the DOJ may have been either deflecting or slow walking what was going on with Joe Biden just to make sure that maybe sometimes the statute of limitations would run out, stuff like that. Folks, is that the kind of country that we should be living in? Is that the kind of justice system that we need? Two-tiered, different tracks? Well, I don't think so. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to the safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza as they work to minimize that they actually have those kinds of results.
Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know.
All right, and we're continuing through.
But have a cup of cheer.
The Thursday edition of the program, everybody. Welcome back. Kyle Warren with you.
And when you walk.
Telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And we're having a great time here on the program this morning. Glad that you're there. Glad to be here. And we're glad to have Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America on the telephone line with us again this morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, we're heading for the holidays, that's for sure. And I'm almost done with my shopping. Well, not really. I'm just kind of saying that. I've started it, but I'm hoping to be done before Christmas Eve at least.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Hopefully this year I'll actually be done early, although I say that every year and probably won't be. But, you know, at least I watch my spending, unlike the federal government.
Well, that's a very, very good point indeed. Well, of course, folks, don't forget Jimmy T. Smith is with Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check out their website, even as we're talking right now, cv4a.org, cv, the number 4a.org. And, Jimmy, I saw something earlier today that kind of caught my eye. It looks like there's a new report out saying that about half of some 5 million veterans screened looks like they've had some kind of exposure to toxic substances, maybe burn pits or even Agent Orange. And it seems kind of alarming that these statistics are so high.
Well, actually, it's not surprising to a lot of veterans. So from Agent Orange in Vietnam to the Gulf War syndrome that is basically being laid upon with everything from the oils that were being burnt to the sarin gas that supposedly was released to the toxic burn pits. I mean, there's, you know, the modern world is based off of a lot of chemical items, and these forever chemicals, when they get burned or used, they do have a residual effect. So usual for veterans to have been around those kind of things in a wartime environment. And this is, again, this is why we want the VA to work properly, and this is why we always work on choice and things like that, because these things predominantly are causing things like cancer, Parkinson's and things like that, things that leave little in the way of time to be able to get care. You need it. You know, if you have a bad knee, well, you can work over that over months and sometimes even years. But if you have cancer or Parkinson's or any of these other health issues based on these forever chemicals, then you need to get it in a timely manner. And this is one of the reasons we push choice so hard.
Right, and by choice, it means that you can be sent out outside of the VA to other doctors in the private sector that would facilitate care more quickly and maybe even more efficiently.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people think that because we're always pushing choice that we don't support, you know, a very strong VA. We want the VA to be strong. It's just a matter of focusing that the VA is prioritizing health care for the veterans and making sure that whenever a veteran is in a situation. So we have videos out on our YouTube where one veteran talks about having to drive all the way from one state to another state to get care. And it's things like that are just unacceptable. You look down in the Keys, and veterans are having to drive from Key West all the way up to Miami to get dental care as they drive past doctors and things like that. And I know this doesn't directly relate to the chemical issue, but also that's where the hospital is for veterans. But if they have the ability to simply go to veterans or to locations closer that are not the VA hospitals and not the VA clinics, then that should be something that's supported. And even the Democrats say that, yes, that is a tool in the toolbox, but sadly, it seems like the administration doesn't want to support that tool in the toolbox.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's not a cool thing at all, to say the least. And of course, meanwhile, our active military, they keep coming under attack. For example, in Syria, the last I heard, some 90 attacks, essentially, you know, overall since the latter part of October, the middle part rather of October. I mean, this is something also that Concerned Veterans for America tries to influence as well, and that is the safety of our troops, especially in these kinds of hostile areas.
Exactly, and Kyle, we know that troops are always going to be at risk when they're in foreign nations and foreign waters and things like that. That's part of being in the military, but needless risk. And this is where this is really important for the listeners to understand. We have about 2,000 troops in Iraq and about 900 over in Syria. There's no reason those troops can't be pulled out and repositioned and pulled out of harm's way. We don't really need to continue forever to be in Iraq, constantly training, constantly doing this. That supposed, you know, effort to make sure that ISIS doesn't come back up. Those people who are over in the Middle East have always been in a state of conflict. It seems like, you know, forever they've been warring with each other. America being over there as part of that does not make America safer. And we pulled out of Syria at one point. And then, under this administration, they went back in. So it's proof that we can pull out. And there's really no true benefit to America's national interest to have us having those troops over there. It's just one of those things where eventually somebody in the U.S. military is going to be the unfortunate recipient of these attacks and die. And that is going to cause us to probably ramp up to a higher level of wanting to get more involved in that area. And people have to understand that area and that situation is not beneficial to us by having troops there. Diplomatic, economic, and all those things, absolutely. So we are not saying don't engage. We're just saying don't use the military in those areas and pull them out and get them out of harm's way.
Well, that makes absolutely all the sense in the world, you know, because I like the word that you use, needlessly in harm's way right now. That's the sticking point, And unfortunately, you know, it doesn't look like it's getting any traction yet, but it will at some point. But I'm hoping, like you do, that it doesn't take a tragedy to really move that forward. And something else too, Jimmy, we were talking about before last week, and that is, again, this issue of the VA managing care for unauthorized migrants. Has there been any change in that? I mean, we've been trying to just kind of shine the light on that.
Well, and the shining light has been working. I can tell you that right now. Good. From representatives around the nation. You know, Greg Stubbe did some things on it, and Luna and others, and all these different members of Congress are looking into it. And this is what's needed to have true oversight. But this is also why we're also want to hold people accountable when things like this are being done, because they're proving that community care works for works. They're just giving it to somebody else instead of giving it to veterans. And talked to a rep's staff yesterday, and they were like, no, that's a very valid point. If you have community care and it's supposed to go to veterans, then it's supposed to go to veterans. And if you have staff that's facilitating it for somebody else, then that's wrong. And that's the kind of message we want to put out there. The Veterans Administration is predominantly for the veterans and should not be working in conjunction with other departments for other departments' needs.
Indeed. Well, you know, Jimmy, too, is, you know, of course, we're heading to the holidays, and for many people, that's a great time of, you know, the good feelings and being with family and so forth. But for some of our vets, it may not be because they're remembering things or they feel isolated. What can we tell our vets this morning that are listening if they ever want to reach out to somebody during it? Because sometimes the holidays can be a hard time.
Well, and first and foremost, exactly that. Reach out to somebody. So, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, I'm going to send a Christmas card. No. Call, text, you know, reach out, ask them to go to lunch or talk to them about what's going on in their lives or things like that. And you might accidentally fall upon something that's a challenge that they're facing. You know, we know for a fact that veterans are, you know, natural leaders or taught all these leadership things, but quite often they don't share. They really don't share their challenges, both male and female. And when they do have a buddy that they trust, they're more likely to go ahead and get past themselves and share those issues and talk about it. And then you can guide them to going and get counseling, maybe going to get into drug rehab if they have a drug issue. And this, of course, goes for anybody in your family that you think is isolated and alone as well. People need to have relationships. And one of the things we know is when you come out of the military, you lose that military family relationship, mm-hmm. and it's impactful. So reach out, do a buddy check, learn about the, you know, the different ways for them to get care in the VA healthcare system for mental health or drug and alcohol rehab or anything like that. And basically be that resource for that veteran who might be suffering.
Indeed, indeed. And that's because we love our vets and we want that to be known, you know, say that from the rooftops, because we do care about them. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, the website is cv4a.org. Great to talk to you this morning. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
God bless you, Colin. They can find me on Twitter at Jimmy T. Smith as well.
Sounds great. God bless. Take care. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. Folks, we're coming right back. Final segment of the program this morning. Taking your phone calls, too. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we're continuing here through the Thursday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. Yes, we are still heading towards Christmas, and of course we want to wish all of our Jewish friends a very happy Hanukkah, which is currently underway right now. I believe goes to December 15th this year, so again, very, very happy Hanukkah. You know, there's so many things going on out there, folks. I'm just going to say this briefly, and then I want to get to one more story before we head out for the morning here in the final segment. But that is, evidently, California is looking to vote next week on to whether or not they want to start turning sewage into drinking water. I kid you not. So, of course, here in California, that sounds a little gross, to be honest. So I suppose the moral would be start saving the rainwater if it rains on you in California. You get some barrels or something, because you just never know. But at any rate, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You know, there's an interesting thing now heading on to the Supreme Court. Coming from the Supreme Court, this from Newsweek, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear one of the cases challenging the Justice Department's interpretation of the obstruction of an official proceeding charge in what has been seen as a win for the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot defendants. The court granted the court's listening to this case about Fisher versus United States on Wednesday, taking up Joseph Fisher's appeal on the felony charge. The obstruction charge at the center of the Fisher case is the same one deployed against, get this, folks, hundreds of defendants allegedly involved in the attack on the Capitol, including former President Donald Trump. Fisher is one of the three January 6 defendants who filed a petition with the Supreme Court. The case could upend hundreds of cases should the justices strike down the DOJ's reading of the obstruction charge and disagree that those who breached the Capitol building corruptly obstructed Congress's proceedings on January the 6th. The Supreme Court announcement, which former federal prosecutor Michael McAuliffe signed, called significant, comes just 2 days after the petitions were relisted by the High Court, which had deferred the decision of whether or not to hear the appeal until the next conference date on January 5th, 2024. Legal experts had predicted that cases that are relisted by the Supreme Court have a higher likelihood of being granted by the justices. A ruling against the government in the Fisher case in the Supreme Court could well have a ripple effect in many other Capitol riot cases where the defendants were charged with the same obstruction of justice provision, went to trial as opposed to pleading guilty and were convicted, McAuliffe told Newsweek. A Supreme Court decision culling the obstruction of justice statute could also impact the criminal case against Donald Trump in the U.S. District Court in D.C., but it's less clear when and how at this juncture. But nevertheless, this is a significant development. And of course, what's one of the most important aspects of this is that our legal system is just that. It's a legal system. And this is why we have Supreme Court. And what the Supreme Court may find in this, obviously, will have ramifications either way. But certainly if they strike down this DOJ interpretation of the obstruction, well, that's going to, you know, take the gas out of so many of these cases. And how it affects Donald Trump, we don't know exactly yet, but certainly it would change the perception greatly as to not just what happened, but how these people are being dealt with and what their ultimate disposition is. And certainly moving into the next campaign, I think it'll have significant impact as well. But all that being said, what's also important here is that we do have a legal system. We do have a Supreme Court that is supposed to be the final say on things. And what happens when you have people simply look at all this as merely another extension of their political agenda? And of course, we see this so much, I think, so much more from the Democrats. Because, by the way, if you ever notice that, you know, if you have a Republican president that's going to appoint a Supreme Court justice, they have to give them the litmus tests, right? The litmus test. Okay. And of course, abortion was up until the Supreme Court ruling recently. That was also part of the litmus test from time immemorial, it seemed like, at least from the early 1970s onward. But generally speaking, the Democrat presidents that appoint justices don't necessarily always get hit with the same litmus test. Yes, Republicans will try to corner them and ask them questions, but collectively, from the media, there is no litmus test that is really imposed on justices. But that being said, the whole idea is that you've got a lot of people out there, not just people involved in politics, but people who just, you know, the citizenry, they start to see the Supreme Court as, again, an extension of their political beliefs. And if the Supreme Court makes a ruling that doesn't agree with those political beliefs, well, then it's time to protest at their houses. It's time to really, you know, and then you get Democrat politicians. Well, we got to start packing the court. We got to make sure we get more votes and stuff like that. And that just completely undermines the whole reason and the structure of how our constitutional system was put in place to begin with. And so hopefully we won't see a sort of a repeat of that if, in fact, these decisions come down, which sort of tear down the DOJ's interpretation of what it means to obstruct the proceedings of Congress on that day. Because, again, you know, we have to have some ultimate authority. And part of undermining our society is undermining the confidence in that final authority, the Supreme Court, the final interpretation, what's constitutional, what's legal, what's not legal, because otherwise it's just everybody to their own understanding, and that's no way to run a railroad. Well, also to finish out here this morning, folks, it looks like Pfizer, yes, the medical company Pfizer, on Wednesday, this from Reuters, their forecast 2024 sales could be as much as $5 billion below Wall Street expectations. A move top executives said provided a more reliable view of its COVID-19 business than it had this year, driving shares to a 10-year low. Revenue from Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and treatment, which peaked at $57 billion in 2022, are now expected to be $8 billion in 2024, a further drop from the $13 billion analysts' forecasts and Pfizer's own lowered view of $12.5 billion for this year. We want to be conservative, Pfizer Chief Executive Officer Albert Bourla said in a conference call with investors. We want to be reliable, so we won't create uncertainty again, which was the cause, unfortunately, which was the case, rather, unfortunately, this year. So, you know, and of course, they used a lot of this money that they got during COVID because of the windfall they had, and they bought other companies and all kinds of stuff like that. But it looks like the shares of Pfizer are taking a hit, you know, because there won't be as much COVID business, I guess. And I think, I got to tell you, I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, we are hearing, of course, about what's happening even in China again with the strange respiratory virus. There are viruses going around here now. And, of course, looking into the election year, the idea of how COVID affected the last election, I'm sure Democrats are just salivating at that kind of idea. But, folks, I'm sure that you're right there with me when we just hope and pray that there's not any other kind of major outbreak that could also be politicized, because again, this is part and parcel of how you continue to create that kind of uncertainty or try to impose different things. So, well, I guess the byproduct of that is that certain medical company, certain vaccine makers, and so forth, their stocks may suffer as a result of that. So, but I think that may be okay, as long as we don't have another pandemic. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We hope that you go out there and make it a great day today. It's been a great show, a lot of fun. Best job in the world. We have you to thank for that. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. And thanks to you. Folks, we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.